It is time to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Babe Ruth has moved over, left room right by his side for number 99 to join him at 60. Left room
on the left side for
right
Judge,
by his side.
Here's the 3-1.
For number 99 to join him.
Number 60. Slide over, Babe. You've got some company. Aaron James Judge has tied George Herman Babe Ruth with 60 home runs.
I'm going to play that again because I had audio over the initial call, because it just gives you chills.
Infielders on the left side for Judge, and here's the 3-1. Drill deep to left field. There it goes. Number 60. Slide over, Babe. You've got some company. Aaron James Judge has tied George Herman Babe Ruth with 60 home runs.
Now that was that would be enough to send a crowd into a frenzy. They came there wanting to see Judge hit his 60th home run. They got it, okay? They got it. What they didn't think they'd get was what happened to wrap up the game. They didn't think about that. The Yankees went into the bottom of the ninth inning, losing in that game by a score of 8-4. So Judge gets up and hits his 60th home run, which ties the Babe, which is amazing. The Yankees then proceed to get a double, a couple singles. They load the bases, no outs. They were behind going into that inning by a score of 8-4. Judge just made it 8-5. And then Stanton came to the plate.
Bases loaded, no one out. And now the 2-2. Swung on, drilled to deep left. That ball is going to be gone, a grand slam to win the game. A no one out, bases loaded, grand slam, bottom of the ninth. And the Yankees have come back in the ninth inning with five runs to win the game 9-8. Stanton finally delivered a bullet line drive in the left field seats. Giancarlo, non si può scapparlo. A Stantonian home run, a bullet line drive in the left field seats. What an inning. Judge homers to make it 8-5. Rizzo doubles, Torres walks, Donaldson bloops a single, and Stanton hits a grand slam in the left field seats to win the game 9-8. I don't know if it's the greatest Yankee win of the year, but baby, it's right there.
Remember when they used to call grand slams grand salamis? It's a grand salami. So the Yankees get the win. And Judge gets his 60th home run. Ballpark was full. The ballpark will be full again tonight. Why? Because they want to see Judge hit 61. And tomorrow night, the ballpark will be full because they want to see him hit 62. Wherever he plays the rest of this year, people will show up, whether it's home or away, because they want to see history in the making. And he delivers. He delivers. All right, let's take a look at the rest of the schedule from yesterday. The Dodgers over the Diamondbacks, 6-5. The Astros over the Tampa Bay Rays, 5-0. The Red Sox got by the Reds, 5-3. The Cubs over the Marlins, 2-1. In a football score, the Blue Jays beat the Phillies 18-11. Of course, the Yankees 9-8 over the Pirates. The Tigers beat the Orioles 3-2. Braves over the Nationals 3-2. The Mets over the Brewers 7-5. The Angels over the Rangers 5-2. The Royals over the Twins 5-4. The Guardians beat the White Sox 10-7. That just about really guarantees them that division. We'll talk about that in a second. The Giants over the Rockies 6-3. The Padres over the Cardinals 5-0. Athletics 4, Mariners 1, and the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 5-2 in the second game of the doubleheader. So, all right. So we looked at that. Let's once again go look at the standings now, and I'll explain what I meant by my my talk about Chicago. So we go to the standings. In the American League East, nothing changed between the Yankees and Toronto. The Yankees are still 5.5 games ahead of Toronto. In the AL Central, here's where the big change came. Cleveland, with that win over Chicago, moves Chicago 5 games back. I think there's like 12 games to go or 13 games to go. If Chicago goes 6-6 or 6-7, basically, the White Sox have to go 11-2. It looks good for them. And of course, Houston has a 16-game lead over Seattle in the West. The Mets, they still have that 1-game lead over Atlanta in the East. In the Central, St. Louis has a 6.5-game lead over Milwaukee. The Dodgers, they have a 21-game lead over San Diego. Now, let's go to the wild card standings. In the American League, the division leaders right now are Houston, the Yankees, and Cleveland. The wild card race, Toronto, is 2.5 games up on that. Tampa Bay now only has a 0.5-game lead over Seattle, and Seattle is next. Those three teams are going to be in the tournament because Baltimore is 5 games back, Chicago's 5.5 games back. Nobody's catching Seattle, Tampa Bay, or Toronto. It's just a matter of who plays in what order in Major League Baseball. So that's the way that stands in Major League Baseball. All right? All right. So I signed on last night. I watched the Eli Manning's funny showing up at college football to try to get a position. The players didn't know about it. The coaches did. Once again, you got to love Eli. His sense of humor and the way he makes fun of himself is absolutely amazing. Now, moving back to the NFL for a second, here's where things go crazy. A fan was arrested this weekend. Why? He was charged after he hit Browns owner Jimmy Haslam with a water bottle by a drunk fan. Throw that drunk fan's butt in jail. Let him sit there for 30 days and see if he'll do something stupid like that again. We'll see. Anyways, that is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.